The Burt Show.
In my attempt at shock value, I'm afraid I was rude. Rude yesterday. So I was trying to time it just right as I got in here yesterday. I was just messing around with these guys. I got this really bizarre gift from a friend, which was that bright yellow bicycling. What do you call it? Is it a uniform? Costume?
Yeah.
What the hell is it?
I wouldn't call it a costume. I think that would be slightly disrespectful. Yeah. But some people do call it something. I say uniform's good.
Uniform, okay.
Yeah.
And it was so silly because I would never wear it in a million years, the hat. I brought it in here. I was wearing it in here, and I specifically wanted to wear it in here while these guys were doing a segment for shock value.
Oh, right? It shocked.
And I mistimed it a little bit. I tried to do it in the beginning of the break, and you guys were already 3 minutes into the segment, right? So yesterday, for one of the few times I go on Facebook, a lot of people were like, they never got to finish the crow story.
We said that in here, too. We wanted to finish it, too.
We wanted to know.
In watching the video yesterday and seeing what the entrance looked like, right?
Yeah.
I'm really interested and invested in the crows now.
You and me.
The hell?
That's not crow, like, searching YouTube and crow sounds. That's my actual neighbor's backyard. That's the video she sent myself and another neighbor because they have a crow emergency on their hands and they don't know how to make it right with the crows.
So I didn't get to hear the whole segment, but I wonder if it's similar to something that's happening in my neighborhood also, where all these crows, maybe 100 crows, fly into somebody's front yard and they start nibbling on what could be seeds and then they all take off at the same time?
So I don't think those are crows. Those are a different type of blackbirds. Okay. And we have that in our neighborhood during certain times of the years too,
and
right?
It's like they all come down at the same time, and it's like they just like it's eerie because they all like stick to one yard and then they all take off at the same time too.
Yeah, that happens to us too. But I think I'm pretty sure those are a different type of blackbird because they're a little smaller than crows. Crows are a pretty like substantial size bird.
Mm-hmm.
And crows are very smart and crows are very loyal. And
crows are loyal?
Yes, very. And so much so that our neighbor's dog, even though she's old and elderly, somehow got a hold of a crow and killed it.
Oh, God.
Exactly. And like brought it to mom. And it's like, look, my gift for you, a dead crow. And of course, she's like, this. And she's like, the thing is huge. I don't know how she caught it. She's old and feeble. Like, what in the hell? And so she sent a video because now the crows are retaliating because that was one of their own. And you killed our crow. And now we are coming after you. And you are target one.
This is a true story.
This 100% true. I have the text messages to prove it.
So she's public enemy number one with a bunch of crows.
She is, and the dog is. So she sent us this video, and she's like, I don't know what to do. This has been our backyard for 48 hours.
They're saying, we know you're in there,
come
bitch!
Out. Come out and play!
You gotta come out sometime!
Yeah. Gang is here.
Gang for sure. So she sends this text, and she goes, Olivia murdered a crow yesterday, and now I'm scared to go out back. They haven't left. And then my next-door neighbor goes, the one that's like right near them goes, we literally have commented since the weekend how loud the crows have been in your trees. Then I respond, girl, they coming for you hard. You need to make a peace offering fast. For reals, can I ask our listeners for suggestions? This is fascinating. Crows are hella smart and loyal. And I bet those B-words hold a grudge like nobody's business.
They got to leash the dog up to a tree out front and let the crows do what they're
doing. No, she can't. You joke.
You took one of ours. We need one of yours.
Yeah.
You joke, but the dog can't go in the backyard because they are dive bombing the dog and going after the dog because they know the dog killed one of their own.
This is crazy. I didn't know this was a thing.
It's totally a thing.
Crows are so smart, they remember faces.
Yes.
So they'll follow you. So there have been stories of people, I wanted to do this actually during COVID, but I didn't, where they have just fed crows like nuts and pieces of bread, and the crows start bringing them money that they find around lying down. And then there was a story of one woman who had made friends with these crows, and they'd follow her. And then an elderly neighbor came to visit, and they dive-bombed the neighbor and knocked him over in the driveway because they were protecting the woman in her house. So they are, Kristen's right, they're incredibly loyal. They're very smart. They remember faces. And it's called A Murder of Crows.
Yes. No, it's not. Yes. This is getting more and more bizarre with the facts.
And then Bart was listening to a podcast and shared with our neighbor, there were some scientists that were doing studies on crows. And there was one scientist in particular that had to I don't know if he was hurting them, but they didn't like what he was doing. Had to wear a mask when he left the building because other crows were trying to attack him. And I'm not talking like a surgical mask, like a full-on Halloween mask, because even if he wore a surgical mask, they could still tell it was him and would come after them.
Damn.
Yes. So
you are surrounded. There is no safe way out. Well, come out with your hands up.
Come out with your paws up.
Or we're coming in.
So, dude, how do we make it right with the crows?
I don't know. Did you guys? You didn't have time to take calls yesterday because I came in here in that ridiculous banana outfit. And it's hard to get the phone started this early in the morning, so maybe we should bring this back. Now I understand why listeners on Facebook were outraged that we didn't finish the story.
Because it's so bizarre, right? And it's so random, but it's so true.
Wow.
So, and I know what Cassie said, because they like shiny things. So I'm thinking, when I said you need to offer them a peace offering, because I was aware of this factoid, I wasn't joking. I feel like she needs to make a little crow altar in her backyard, and she needs to start putting little tokens of apology out there, whether it's breadcrumbs, whether it's shiny things, something like that.
They like jewelry?
Yeah, they like shiny things. They'll pick it up for you. Mm-hmm. And they like fruits, seeds, eggs, grapes. I'd do the altar thing like you suggested and put a picture of Olivia the dog next to it so they understand, because they remember faces. They understand it's forgiveness from Olivia. And I would just, every day, seeds, a little present every day.
This is crazy. I had no idea. So the crow is the woman that I'm looking for. She is completely loyal to you to where she will kill for you. She's fine if you guys are good, but she will kill for you and protect for you.
Or kill you.
Or turn around and kill you.
Hey, you want to hear a joke? What do you call two crows?
What?
An attempted murder.
Because it's called a murder.
For three or more is a murder. That is so good. And one day you guys will laugh at that.
You need to turn your mic off and never return.
The Burt Show.